Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The bread's hot, the freezers are full, and the corn stacked high at Market Basket stores across the region today. Nothing like the way it was last summer when the locally owned company was in trouble deep. Last year, Market Basket's Arthur S. Demoulas and the board of directors fired Demoulas' rival and cousin, that was CEO Arthur T. Demoulas. What followed was unprecedented and resulted in an employee and customer boycott of the grocery chain that left shelves bare and cost the company about $400 million in sales. It all came to an end 1 year ago this week when Arthur T. Demoulas bought the company back. Today, customers and employees are also back. Market Basket is expecting year-end sales to hit an all-time high of $4.8 billion. And Lowell Sun's Grant Welker reports that employee profit sharing reached an all-time high at the end of last year. Grant Welker co-wrote a book about last summer's saga. It's called We Are Market Basket. He says after Arthur T. was fired, employees demanded he be reinstated. They held a rally at the Tewksbury store. Thousands of people showed up.
They had a very serious mission to save the company. But you'd go there, and it felt like a carnival. They had people with trumpets and homemade shirts. It was unlike anything else, and people just felt like this company was worth saving.
We were there in Tewksbury when this happened. Let's listen to what it sounded like. As you said, employees didn't know what was going to happen there. What was going on with some of the employees at home? I mean, this is really risky. They were not collecting any salary.
You're right. There was one store employee, and I believe it was the Westford store, who is a single mother. Of course, she was worried. She lives paycheck to paycheck.
What was her job there?
A cashier. She felt like she was part of something greater, that even though she had a lot to lose, everyone felt proud to have the small role that they played.
Tell us about one major misstep that happened during this period.
Sure. Well, there were several, I think, from the new executives who replaced Arthur T. Demoulas. As we mentioned in the book, when they showed up their first day, they actually had bodyguards with them. And, of course, that sets a tone. And I think anyone who was entering that position as they were, they had such a tough task. No matter who it would have been, it would have been tough to win over the employees. But from the get-go, when they communicated with employees, it seemed to be simply just a demand that they get back to work. And each time that they demanded employees return, the employee said, no, we're not going to. And that happened a few different times. They even held a job fair at one point to try to fill some of the positions. And no inside candidates applied for them. And even outside candidates, there didn't seem to be many. Even the board of directors never stated publicly why they had to fire Arthur T. We do know why from lawsuits, but they never tried to win over the public, I don't think, in trying to explain why they did what they did.
So this was, as you well know, an unprecedented labor movement. And I wonder if it's one that has had legs, if it's impacted other grocery stores, other companies, and other labor movements as well.
Well, we do see that even in the year since, even if, you know, Market Basket wasn't mentioned as a reason why, Walmart, McDonald's, among others, have said that they're going to raise minimum wages for their lowest level employees. Even on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton has mentioned Market Basket in terms of its profit sharing. She wants to encourage all companies to do profit sharing as Market Basket does. So it is having an effect. I think it could be part of a broader change when mentioning the drive for higher minimum wages. And it shows, Market Basket does, that a company can treat its employees well, pay them well, have low prices, and still be profitable, still be popular, and still grow. And that is a lesson that I think a lot of other, not only grocery chains, but businesses in general should take a look at. And for CEOs, if you are the boss of a company and you were to be fired, this person could ask themselves, if they were to be fired, would the employees rally for them? And whether the answer is yes or no, that could say a lot about that person's management style and the culture that they have in the company.
Grant Welker, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Grant Welker co-wrote with Daniel Korshin the book We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business.